Hello.
Hi, George.
Yes, hi.
Hi, George. This is Nadine Medina with Local Splash. How are you?
Doing good. How are you?
Awesome. I'm doing good. You know, it's only Tuesday, but that's okay. We're getting closer to Friday, right?
Yeah.
I'm already doing the countdown. So.
That's been a good thing, you know. If you have to do that all your life, then.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you know what it is. Yeah, for this week, I'll say that's what it is, right? Only because I have a bunch of stuff that's going on this weekend, so I'm kind of excited, you know. But, you know,
yeah.
I always love, honestly, I embrace Mondays. Everyone always dreads Mondays, but I kind of like them. It starts a whole new week. Like, we get to start all over, you know?
Yeah. Start from scratch.
Yes, yes. So, how's your day going so far? Pretty good?
Not too bad. I'm waiting for guy to come to start trimming my hedges here.
Oh, okay. Okay.
But what do you wanted to talk to me about with my plan?
Yeah, so I wanted to talk to you about, see, I'm part of the upgrades department here at Local Splash. So whenever we see, you know, from our team that there might be other products that you might qualify for that might be a little bit more beneficial for you, I always want to call and at least give you that information. I don't know if you've ever heard of Google Guaranteed or if you've seen it. They'll be at the very top of the page. They have the screen check mark. It says Google Guaranteed sponsored.
Mm-hmm.
Does
no,
it sound familiar?
No, I don't know. I'm sure it's expensive.
You've maybe seen it. Yeah, you've maybe seen it, just maybe not off the top of your head, you know, that you would recognize it. But basically, Google Guaranteed is a program that Google has created where you pay for the lead, but the lead is an actual phone call that's sent to you, and you're not sharing it with anyone. It's a phone call from the potential prospect, right? It's not
mm-hmm.
a lead, like I would say, not an Angie's lead, not a type of Thumbtack lead. I don't know if you've ever used those platforms. But, okay, so these leads, like I said, they come to you in the form of a phone call. Google Guaranteed is the ones that you'll see at the very tippy top of the page. And as I mentioned, with the check mark that says sponsored. So when Google created this program, they created it in a way where there's requirements because they also put an additional $2,000 of their own money in insurance for the potential client that selects you. So being a part of that program is almost as if I would say Google guarantees your work, right? Because it'll show that you're approved, that you passed the background check, you're licensed and insured, okay? Primarily, what you do is roofing. Am I correct, George? Is that like what you would consider your bread and butter, your specialty?
Well, I would prefer to do that, but I haven't seen any phone calls this year for roofing. I don't know why, and I worked on that a few months ago, I should say, with someone at your company to make some changes to my, you know, my Local Splash. But I'm not getting phone calls. This is a very competitive thing, and there's a lot of people out there doing it. But I'm not getting the phone to ring from what we did, let's say anything else this year. I don't know what's going on. This year's been very disappointing for work for me because usually I have plenty of work lined up, but this year I have none right at the moment, which is really starting to get on my nerves, you know.
Yeah.
With Google and all these companies who constantly call me about getting me leads. It's just inundated with that, and there's just so many contractors out there that pay stupid money to get calls, and I'm not going to do that. I guess my thing is, so you know, I'm semi-retired, you know, I'm 63, and I do not, like, need to go crazy with life. And I just want the phone to ring.
You just want some calls. Yeah. So Google Guaranteed, I think, would be a good fit for you, and I'll tell you why. So basically with Google Guaranteed, it's like a pay-per-lead, right? So it's a call that's coming to you. You're not going to share it with anyone. The requirements is they want you to have at least 5 Google reviews, which I believe I was looking at your profile. I think you have 17, okay? So you qualify there. They do want you to have $1 million general liability insurance, which I'm sure that's what you carry.
Yeah, I do.
Okay. And is it the state, is it the Connecticut Home Improvement Contractor Registration you have, or is it the Connecticut Major Contractor Registration License?
Well, Connecticut only has one license for contractors.
Okay.
Yeah, and I have it.
That's the home improvement,
I'm assuming?
Okay.
HIC, they call it the contractor license, yeah.
Okay. And then they run a background check, and all they do is they go back 7 years. They just want to make sure you don't have felonies, which I'm sure in the last 7 years you're fine. Okay? Perfect. Now, there is a one-time $250 application fee. We send you the application. You fill it out. We push it through to Google to get it approved. Okay? The approval timeline, I'm always going to tell you 4 to 8 weeks to get approved. However, I have seen, George, some people get approved in 3 weeks. So it's also going to determine how quickly you submit your application and respond to the background check. Once you get approved, we're going to call you to notify you that you've been approved and to activate your leads in 3 days, unless if you tell us otherwise. Okay? So to activate your leads, we always start you off with a minimum monthly budget because we want you to see how it works first before you start saying, send me more leads, okay? So to activate the leads, the minimum monthly budget is $924. This will give you up to 13 leads in the month. Now, your leads are $70.67. This is for the roofer, okay? The kicker on it is, let's say someone's not calling you for a roof. They're calling you like, hey, I need a toilet repaired. That's completely, exactly. So that's completely outside of your services. They're not calling you about a roof. Google's going to credit the lead back to you. It's unqualified. If someone called you to see if you're hiring or to solicitate you, right, try and offer you other marketing, that's an unqualified lead. Google will credit it back. If they're calling because they assign a special tracking number that is linked to your phone, the calls are recorded, and so they have an AI system set up that will identify what's qualified and what's not, and they'll tell you what is considered a qualified lead. But the other thing is that we're managing this profile, right? So if we see that one slip through the cracks, we're going to immediately dispute it with Google on your behalf to get that credited back, okay? Even if they're calling outside of your service area, because there's going to be a list of the areas that you service, right? So if someone's calling even out from an area that's not noted under the areas that you service and you don't accept it, that's an unqualified lead. They will credit it back. What they do consider a qualified lead is if you're talking about price over the phone or if you set an appointment to give them an estimate, that is a qualified lead. Okay, so like I said, you have the tracking number that Google will identify what's qualified or what's not, but again, we're also managing it too, so we're keeping an eye on it. Now, if you only got one lead in the month, what is left over from that $924 budget, it's going to roll over. So the following month, you're not paying $924 again. What you're going to pay is $70.67 because you're paying for the lead that you received the month before because it rolls over. Okay? If you're going on vacation or if by chance you landed a project, you're going to be bombarded for a couple weeks. You call us and you say, shut off my lead. We pause them. We don't remove the pause until you call us to remove the pause and turn it back on. Okay? Even if you only got one lead and then you paused them, when you call to turn them back on, it's going to pick up where it left off.
Yeah, okay. So who controls all that? I have to do that?
We control it. We control it. If you got to pause them, you call and you say, hey, I need you guys to pause the leads. We pause them. And then when you want it back on, you call us and you say, okay, go ahead and remove the pause. I'm ready to continue taking leads. Okay. And we remove the pause.
So let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
Why, after spending thousands of dollars and $239 a month, do I have to depend on spending more money, like $924 a month to get 13 leads? Why should I have to even do something like that? Well, how can Google be so in charge of leads and who calls you? That's just wrong.
No, it's not. So let me explain, right? Anything that I offer you, you don't have to do it, right? What I'm giving you is other options, you know, to help you in a way that's going to generate you more business, right? The reason that I wanted to talk to you about the Google Guaranteed is honestly one of my favorite products. Not everybody qualifies for Google Guaranteed. Google Guaranteed came out a few years back, but it's not available for every industry, and it's not available in every area. There are some industries, like there's some tree service industries that are, like someone's in a rural area, it's not even available where they're at, right? And those guys are like, I want to be part of the Google Guaranteed. Well, unfortunately, if Google hasn't opened up that category in your area, there's no way of putting you there, right? Google, when they created this program, it's because they heard of the complaints that people had with paying Thumbtack for leads that they were sharing, and it wasn't even an actual phone call, right? You're having to, like, call or bid on it. Also with Angie's, you were sharing leads, and it's like, it's not a phone call. You're having to stop what you're doing and call that potential lead that's looking for your service. And a lot of times people were calling, and either they weren't picking up the call or they were being told someone was already hired 2 months ago, and they were still being charged for the lead, and the leads were always different prices, depending on what the person was requesting. So Google came up with this program, like, why don't we create a pay-per-lead program, but where these leads are actual phone calls? And it's the same rate, right? But you have the ability to pause them as many times as you need to and for as long as you need to. Because even with Angie's, you pause them only for, I think they increased it now, but from what I understand from other business owners that use them, you could pause them as, well, now I think it's up to 4 weeks, and then it automatically removes the pause. So guys that are, like, literally booked out and can't handle work for 6 months have to continuously go on Angie's app and pause the lead.
Yes.
And if they forget, oh boy, they start getting all these leads, and now they owe 500, 600, you know what I mean? For leads that they can't even handle because they're literally booked out. So that's why Google created this program. You know, I look at, okay, what's going to benefit you more, right? Is it going to benefit you more doing the pay-per-lead? Now, yes, it is a higher investment, right? I'm not going to say it's not. However, if you're only getting 2 leads in that month, George, then you know, okay, the next month I'm not paying $924. I'm paying for the 2 leads that I received the month before because it rolled over. So always in each month, we want you to have the $924 budget, right? Now, of course, if you got all 13 leads, right, and the following month comes, then, yeah, you're having to replenish it and paying the $924. But again, I don't want to mislead you having you thinking that, oh my gosh, every single month I'm paying $924. Remember, some of those leads don't qualify. They're going to get credited back.
Yeah,
so it's an option for you. You know what I mean? I don't know if you're familiar with some of these guys, because I was just looking to see, well, who's part of the Google Guaranteed program that I could see, like, in your area, right? Let me go back, because I had pulled some up here that came up. It's funny because I'm like, he's in Connecticut. My mother-in-law's out there right now. That's where her family's from, Connecticut.
Sorry.
Aside from the roofing, what else are you doing, if you don't mind me asking? Because I know at one time you were doing like remodels, right?
Well, we do. We do everything. But I want more roofing jobs because they're easier one of those jobs than to have to be in somebody's house for a month.
Yeah. I get that. Yeah, for sure. For sure.
And stares down at you every minute you're there and it doesn't matter when you're finished.
Yeah.
We do additions. We do everything. But so I don't want you to think that I just do roofing.
You do it all.
Everything, yeah. So I don't know what they've structured my phone to ring for, but I told them I want to emphasize roofing. So whatever.
Yeah, and that's what they're emphasized on. Yeah. And that's why I was specifically talking to you about the roofing category for the Google Guarantee. There's also a general contractor one. That's where it would be like the remodels, renovations, you know, stuff like that, interior, exterior work.
I told them I didn't want that to be neglected. So that's one of the reasons why my phone's not ringing.
And I can ask them to make sure that we're also focusing on those as well.
Yeah,
just
would you please make a note on that? Because I'm pretty annoyed right now about that.
Because I do see, like, the general contractor and remodels. I'll make sure that the team has those notated in the back office part. So general contractor... remodels as well, correct? This is all aside from the roofing. Remodeling, renovations, anything else specific that you want to make sure that is standing out as well?
Well, I mean, all that stuff's supposed to be in the wording of my MetaTag files with my website. So
making sure that we're implementing those same keywords. Yeah, I see all of them here. Doors, windows, masonry, sidewalk, installation. Bathroom, kitchen remodels, interior, exterior painting, garages and barns, basement remodeling. So all of those are implemented. Yeah, I see them all here, all the keywords.
So, I mean, I do want that stuff to be, you know, I'm paying $249 a month to have the phone not ring. That's what I'm not happy about right now.
Yeah, and I've notated that as well, but I do see all the keywords that they are implementing. There's like a ton of them. Patio construction, deck installation, gutters. I mean, there's a number of keywords here.
Well, we got it all. What people are looking for, I can come up in a search, but, you know, the problem, as you know, with it all is how much money you throw at it. And, you know, I'm not about to throw that type of money at it, where, again, I'm not looking to set the world on fire with because I don't have employees. I'm a subcontractor. I sub all my work out, so I manage to do it myself. And you know, there's only so many things I can handle at one time. It's like any company can, but the thing that I'm trying to focus on is just getting the phone to ring, and it was earlier. You know, last year, seemed like every time I got down to, you know, like catching up with things, the phone would ring. I'd get a job for whatever it may be.
Yeah.
And that's what I just want to continue to happen. But I told them at Local Slack when I spoke to them last that I want to emphasize roofing. I want people to, you know, I'm not coming up to the roofing searches. That's what was the problem. I wasn't coming up in the search for roofing. So I think that someone structured my search is to be just for roofing is what I'm thinking. Makes sense?
Yeah. In fact, let me go back. No, I know what you're saying, and let me go back to another section here real quick.
And just so you know, I've been happy with Local Flash. I've had other companies solicit me constantly to do all kinds of things, and I tell them, I already have somebody, oh, you're not coming up with voice. Google has a voice activation for the lazy people who can't type. I'm adding that in. You know, where, when we ask for a roofing contractor or this kind, you're not coming up in the searches. I said, okay, well, if I'm not.
You know what's funny? I'll tell you, all of our competitors say that. That's their only ammo that they have. And let me ask you this. If someone tells me that, I would say this. So when you're doing the voice search, right, you're doing it from your phone. Are you in my area? Because if you're not, that's why you're not seeing me come up on the first page. They think that people aren't educated enough, right? And they find like they'll find like little nerves that they can hit. Like, oh, well, I'm doing a voice search. Well, of course, if you're in California and you're asking your Siri, find me a roofer near me, and you're in California, Siri's going to recognize the location of your phone, is going to pull up who's in the search results. I'm in Connecticut. I'm not going to come up for you on the first page, you know? And that, and sometimes it's like, if they get someone who tells them that, then they're like, you know what I mean? They have nowhere to go from there. So in your keywords, it's all roofing, garage and barns, painting, interior, exterior, kitchens, kitchen remodeling, bathroom, bathroom remodeling, bathroom remodeler, new deck installation, deck repairs, deck install, patio construction, patio pavers, patio paver replacements, vinyl siding replacement, siding installation. I see doors replacement, windows replacement, gutter contractors, masonry, sidewalks, installation, driveway installs, driveway replacement, home additions. So they're focused on all those. I'm going to ask them to still take a look at the account to see what they can do, because I've notated that, you know, you're just not getting, the phone was ringing last year. The phone isn't ringing right now. You're not getting any calls. You just need phone calls, you know, to see if there's something on their end. You know, let's see what they can do to try to, like, get the phone ringing. You know what I mean?
Oh, I started. Excuse me. I just got
it's
a...
It's okay.
Yeah, this is how...
Follow these.
It's a little.
Mm-hmm.
They're not bad this year.
Yeah, it's perfect.
They cut them late last year. Mm-hmm. So, you know, just go like this.
Mm-hmm.
You know? I'll come back out. I just got a phone call. I got to finish. You could trim them to a little bit, okay? All right. I'll be back out. So anyway,
yeah.
I mean, let me think about this Google program that you proposed to me. I understand exactly what you're talking about, how it works, and I don't know if it's going to be something that's going to be something I'm interested in right at the moment.
Okay.
Just to be totally honest with you. So I do appreciate you calling and talking to me about it and making some notes to the team so they could hopefully make my phone ring on other things. And if there's something, you know, you give somebody something to do. And when there's a team of people, there's always other ideas and people who have been at it longer who know how to make things jive better and this stuff. And, you know, on your end, how to get me the phone calls. So, I know, as I said earlier, the more money you throw at it, I'm not looking to be the first guy to come up in a bid all the time, because people do scroll and they don't always pick the first person that comes up.
Okay.
But,
yeah.
I do want to get outside and go over some things with the landscapers so that they don't start tapping my hedges down.
Okay. If anything changes for you, like if you change your mind, if you feel this is something that you would want to get started, it's only just the application fee. It's all you would be paying. You're not paying for any leads until you get approved, right?
Okay.
I'm going to send you an email with a recap. I will also include what the lead cost is for the general contractor, because I know the general contractor minimum monthly budget that one is 768. But I would say if you did this program, right, if you did, I would get approved for both categories, because if you turn on both categories, you're only going to pay the higher monthly budget, the 924. So when the general contractor lead comes in, it'll deduct 5867, because those are the lead costs for the general contractor. If a roofer lead came in, then it deducts 7067. So it's not like you're paying both minimum monthly budgets. You pay the higher one, and then depending on what lead's coming in, it's going to deduct whether it was the general contractor lead or the roofer lead, right? You could choose to have just the roofer ones on and then later on turn on the general contractor, but my suggestion would be get approved for both, and then at your discretion, you turn on the ones that you want on, right? I'll put it in the email what the costs and everything are, and then you have my contact info. I mean, if it's something you're interested in, feel free and reach back out, okay?
Oh, sure.
All right. Sure. Well, thank you kindly for your time. I hope you have a good day, and I've sent the message to the team to look at your account, okay?
I appreciate it. You've been great.
Thank you. You're so welcome. Have a blessed day.
You as well. God bless.
All right.
Take care.
Oh, thank you. God bless you, too. Bye, George.